Welcome to installment 241 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will continue our discussion of Positive Commandment 109, the commandment regarding purification in a mikveh, an immersion pool. Although we have discussed this commandment over the past 3 days, today we will repeat the Rambam's discussion of this law on Sefer Mitzvahs and embellish upon it. The Rambam first discusses in Sefer Mitzvah the exact nature of this commandment. The mikveh is the vehicle of purification for a person who has become impure through one of the various forms of impurity. Nevertheless, there is no positive requirement to immerse in a mikveh. Rather, should a person desire to purify oneself, then they are required to follow all of the details governing immersion in a mikveh. This the Rambam explains from the Sifra, which says that a mikveh is unlike tzitzis or a mica, a fence around a roof. In those cases, should one have a four-cornered garment, they are required to put fringes upon it. Should one have a house with a roof, one is required to put a fence around that roof to prevent people from falling off. However, an impure person is not required to purify themselves. Rather, should they wish to remain in their impure state, they are allowed. They must behave in those cases like an impure person, and they are forbidden entry to the temple grounds, etc. Should the person be a woman in a state of nida or ziva, in addition, she is prohibited to have contact with her husband. When the person should decide to purify themselves, then in that case, all the laws of mikveh must be observed. The Rambam gives us several of these laws. He quotes the verse from Leviticus chapter 15, verse 16, which states, "V'rochat b'mayim es kol b'sorei." The person must immerse the entire body in water. Why does the verse stress the entire body es kol b'sorei? This comes to tell us that the entire body must be immersed at once, and therefore there must be sufficient water in the mikveh to cover an average-sized body. This amount is 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 ammas, an amma meaning a cubit, or approximately 18 to 24 inches. The amount totals men saw, or 40 liquid measures, 40 saw. This is estimated by the Rebbe Rashab to be 726 liters. This is the minimum requirement for a mikveh. As the Rambam points out, this applies to a mikveh which is made of rainwater. Should the mikveh be made of fresh spring water or well water, in that case there is no minimum amount, even a lesser amount, which still can cover the entire body, is nevertheless valid for a mikveh. Therefore, a child or an unusually small person could immerse in a mikveh less than 40 saw, according to the Rambam, should the mikveh consist of well water or spring water. The halacha, as we mentioned in previous days, is not according with to the Rambam, is not with the Rambam in this matter. And in general practice today, any mikveh, even one made of well water, would have to consist of 40 saw. At the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there were certain times when well water was required. As we mentioned previously, the Parah Aduma, the ashes of the red heifer, had to be combined with well water. And so too, the purification process of a Metzeda, or leper, also necessitated well water. So too, there is one type of impure person who needs immersion in a mikveh strictly of well water, and this is a zav, a man who has experienced an unnatural emission from his body. A zav cannot be purified in any mikveh, rather only in a mikveh made of well water. The Rambam gives us two more laws pertaining to mikveh. The law of Herev Shemesh, that even though a person has immersed himself during the day, the purification is not complete until the sun has set. During this time period, the person is called a Tvul Yom. and his pure state has not been reattained since the proper time period has not completely elapsed. In addition, the Rambam gives us the law of chitza, that a person is required to immerse the entire body in water, and every section, every piece of the uncovered flesh must come in direct contact with the water. Should some foreign substance be attached to the skin, this would invalidate the immersion. And so too, even hairs of the person's body, which have been bound together, since even this slight amount of hair would not touch the water, since it is in contact with another hair, this could also invalidate the tefillah. All of these laws, the technical requirements of the mikveh, and the intervening substances, chitza, and the waiting period of tevul yom, are all included in the category of this mitzvah, which details are described in the tractates of mikvois and tevul yom. The Rambam explains in his conclusion to the laws of mikvois that all the laws of tumah v'tahara are not laws relating to physical cleanliness, that tumah is not a physical dirt or mud which can be washed off of the body. Rather, this is a chok, a statute, a gzeda, a decree from God that under certain conditions there will be a certain spiritual impurity present in the person. And so too, the purification of the mikveh is not something to take off any physical dirt. There was no physical uncleanliness to begin with. Rather, the requirements of the mikveh is again strictly a spiritual concept and something totally beyond our understanding. In fact, as we can see from the laws of chitza, one must be totally clean physically before immersing in the mikveh. Why then is water used for this purification? Water would seem to indicate that the cleansing is a physical one. Various explanations are given for this. The Chinuch explains that this is to teach a person that just as when physical dirt is present, water must be utilized for the cleansing process, so too for this spiritual impurity, the person must also go through a cleansing process. That even though their dirt, their impurity is not visible and not physical, nevertheless it is present. And the cleansing action of water in the physical realm will remind the person that they have this impurity present. Books of Jewish mysticism explain the spiritual source for water, and explain that water corresponds to chesed, the kindness of God, and his giving, generous aspect. Therefore, Hashem's kindness and God's willingness and generosity in removing this impurity from us is symbolized by water, since water in general symbolizes kindness and chesed. The Rambam brings out another idea from this, however. And he brings this out of the entire idea of mikveh. And the Rambam explains that when a person is tameh and wishes to purify themselves, they have to have intention to purify themselves. They have to decide to become pure. And once they make this decision and immerse themselves in the mikveh, they become pure. Even though there's been no physical change in their body, nevertheless, their decision, coupled with the immersion, has the proper effect of purifying the person. So too the Rambam says, even though the laws of mikveh are way beyond us, yiremez yesh bedover, nevertheless, there's a hint to us, a lesson for us to learn from the laws of mikveh. Just as there is tumah, spiritual impurity, so too a person could have tumayis hanafoshes, that every person today can have certain spiritual impurity about them. For example, undesirable thoughts and undesirable attractions and impulses and ways of behavior. How does a person affect purification from them? The person needs two things. Just as in the regular law of mikveh, the person must decide to purify themselves, so too here, a person must make that decision. A person must make a firm decision to to change their behavior and change their characteristics. And then what is necessary? Immersion. And this, the Rambam says, Vehevi nafshei b'mei hadas. The person immerses themselves in the waters of knowledge. The water is used to symbolize the knowledge of Torah, the Torah's wisdom. And after making a decision to purify themselves, and then a decision and an action of immersion and involvement in the laws of the Torah and Torah study, then the person becomes Tahar. The person is purified. As the Rambam quotes the verse, as God speaks to the Jewish people, the Zarakti Alecha Mayim Terim, that I will sprinkle purifying water upon you. And as the verse concludes, Atayar Eschem, that I will purify you. And the Rambam concludes with a prayer, Hashem Barachem Avarabim, that may God with his abundant mercies, may call Chait Oven Vashma Yitareno Amen, may he purify us from any of our sins and any of our transgressions, Amen. That God, with his mercy and his kindness, should remove all of this impurity from us. Ken Yirotze.
Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.